Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on. Yeah, let's talk about something. So what's going on with you?
I'm going back to complete groups. Because when you be asking these introduction questions or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. You be putting these on the podcast themselves?
Yes, if you wanted to, yeah. If you don't want to, no. Oh. But like, I just just a conversation. So which I do not know that somebody want me to.
Oh, I'm going back home in November.
Okay, are you looking forward to that?
Yes or no? See, the thing is, I'm not gonna lie. Outside of like Antigua, and like there are issues, there are obvious issues as to, you know, hence why the country is not going and etc. etc. Outside of all of that, like, I like Antigua. Like, I like the warm climate. I like having access to the beach and all of that type. You get what I'm saying? But then at the same time, like, the island is so small and so limiting to certain things. So I don't like that about Antigua, especially since I've been out and about and really understand it. Because you travel as a kid, but you don't really, you know, grasp how big the world is. Like, you get it's big, but there's a lot of stuff you're not grasping. But, like, since I went off to university and all that extra stuff, you know, there's Antigua just feels so limiting, which it obviously is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And then another thing I don't like about Antigua is the, obviously, the currency and having to make a certain amount of money to be able to, like, live a comfortable enough life. And there are a lot of jobs in Antigua, a lot of careers in Antigua that don't really pay that well outside of the few that do. So then there's that. So I'm honestly going to miss the currency. What I'm going to miss about America is the currency, for sure. I love the US dollars.
Totally understand.
There's a lot the US dollar can do in Antigua and lots of other places. So there's that I miss. And two, I miss, I'm probably going to miss, like, how there are a lot more opportunities here and how there are a lot more things accessible, if that makes sense. Like, if I wanted to get up and do a particular thing, yeah, although it's kind of hard, at the same time, it's not necessarily impossible or limiting the way Antigua is. So that's the second thing I'm going to miss about America. But what I'm not going to miss is definitely fall and winter. I despise the cold. So that's one thing I'm not going to miss. And then I think that's it. I think that's one of the main reasons why I don't really like America, I guess. That and the taxes.
I kind of want to pass through America before I go back home.
It's not that bad, man. I don't even know how to, like, I don't know. There are a lot of pros and there are a lot of cons, I guess, with the whole US of A. So, yeah.
I feel like there's so much that can have, like, it's, they call it the land of the free, the brave, and, you know, the land of dreamers where things happen. And I honestly do believe it because I'm one of those people who, I believe that if you have the imagination for the thing, there, even if you don't have the answers, there's some way to, like, bring that imagination to light. Like, other places will restrict your imagination, but in America, you might. Yeah. In America, you might just have some crazy neighbor that was just like, listen, I'll build a rocket out of this bicycle with you. I think it's possible. And if for some reason they manage to do it, you're just like, nigga, how? Ingenuity and money. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So I just like that about Americans. Like, a whole bunch of weirdos coming together to just, like, you don't expect them to work together sometimes and they just do a thing together. You're just like, wow. So I like that about America. Like, certain places, they just, the society, the religion, the everything, just keep them.
It's a lot more open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because it's so open, a whole bunch of shenanigans happen. But it's like, you have to get the bad with the good. And the bad right now seems to be the racism and guns.
Definitely. What? The racism, the guns, and the increase in, like, people suffering from mental health issues. And it's not even just that. It's like mental health issues, and then they have access to guns. So now you have crazy people with guns.
Yeah, but everybody's in denial that these mental problems are really problems. They're like, no, just give it a pill.
They are.
My thing is, how did they get this bad? Because
I.
like when people say like, oh, ADHD, when they start diagnose people with that, and you're like, okay, but how people today have it so much, but old people didn't have it. Turns out they had it, but they were functioning with it. Is it getting worse as each generation come through, or is it the
Yes.
same?
It's getting worse, and it has a lot to do with technology. I know a lot of people don't really believe it, but it's a thing. For example, this is not really ADHD, but as a child, you're growing up and you have access to TV, and the things you watch are a lot more, like stuff like Caillou and Clifford, a lot more talking. They're introducing you to different things, whether it's animals or like a plot line or whatever. But now you have stuff like CoComelon and Paw Patrol,
Officer
which
kind of hard, not gonna lie.
have
But
you ever watched?
CoComelon
Huh? We
suck.
say? We
Paw
say?
Patrol kind of hard, but CoComelon suck.
Okay, Paw Patrol, not that bad. Okay, you're right, you're right. It's not.
Paw Patrol.
You ever seen that guy? Well, I can't remember his name. Blippi! You ever seen that guy on YouTube? Oh my God. Anyways,
No,
we're gonna get back to that,
but
right?
I hate Pocoyo and Peppa Pig. Ugh.
Okay, Peppa Pig is not that bad. Peppa Pig
Peppa
remind me of
Pig is
ADHD.
bad. I hate Peppa
What?
Pig. I'll punch a kid for watching Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig.
Okay, she's
She's
rude,
so
so I can
fucking
see that.
rude.
Yeah, she like straightforward. She have no filter, but she's more extreme, so it's like rude. I'm trying to think of a cartoon back then that was like that. I don't really think there's. I
None.
don't know. But you see, like
The
how you
closest
have like,
one that came to it would be Caillou. Caillou was a bitch.
okay, that man, that boy was
Felt bad for him
crazy.
when I found out that he had cancer. But I'm just like, still.
Right? But you see, like how back then we had a wider range of like. Cartoons or children's shows to watch, and they were a lot more
Yes.
educational compared to now. They're not. I don't know if you've ever sat and watched a CoComelon episode. I feel like even though it's he's in, sometimes they have like them singing about colors or numbers or something. I've sat and watched it, and I feel dumb. Like it's dumbing me
Yeah, I
because
know.
when I was like one and two. I mean, I could talk and stuff really early, so there's that. But when I was that age, I was watching stuff like PBS Kids, Stan Lee, Caillou, cartoons where there was a lot more talking. Scooby-Doo.
Yes, I'm looking at
I
some
don't
of the
know.
shows that they have here. Oh shit,
I'm trying
pick
to think of
one.
some educational shows I used to watch as a kid. But there was just a lot more. PBS, there was PBS Kids, that
Okay.
girl. What was, they had.
It's a big world. They had PBS Kid Bookworm, JJ the
Oh, yeah.
Jet Plane.
Was Sesame Street a part of PBS Kids? No.
I think so. Yeah, I
The
think
Lions
so.
Between
Yeah.
the Lions. Oh, my
And
God.
George Shrinks, that one was hard when I was in primary school.
Yeah.
Sagwa, the Chinese Siamese cat.
Sagwa,
Yeah.
yeah. Oh,
So you are my best friend and stuff like that. Yeah. Reading Rainbow was
Oh, Roly
hard.
Poly Oly was PBS Kids.
Roly Poly Oly was PBS Kids. That shit was hard. The Bean
Damn, I dream about
Bears.
that cartoon.
The Boomer Fool was hard. There's one that I saw recently that I really liked. Word Girl. That shit was hard. Her psychic, the monkey is funny. The villains are funny. I could sit down and watch Word Girl.
They spell
Cyber
stuff and
Chase.
so in They spell stuff and so in that word girl thing.
Yeah, but she,
Okay,
it's like
that's
she's
not.
increasing your vocabulary because they use bigger words that you would normally come across naturally. And you're just like, oh, okay. Yeah. Cyber Chase was sick. I used to love maths when Cyber Chase used to be on until a maths teacher in school like just killed that for me. I never liked Sid the Science Kid because that man was
Yeah.
doing too much of hip hop dance. I was like, kid, how about you just focus?
Is that the ugly purple guy?
Was he
I don't
purple?
even. Or he had locks or
Yeah, he
something.
had purple locks. Oh, it's a
Oh.
Sesame Street. Super Y, I saw a couple times with my niece. Nah, but they had good shows on PBS Kids. PBS Kids was it had its time. It was good. Between the Lions. That one was Cliffhanger. You never watched that one?
Cliffhanger, hanging
Hanging
from a
from,
cliff.
yeah.
And that's why he's called Cliffhanger.
Yeah. A
Excuse
boy could
me.
not
Excuse me.
get a break. I remember this one time we spelled better for this man. I was like, ooh, that boy saved. He bounced off
Oh
the
my
straight back up. I
God.
was like, no. And I remember the last episode. He either died or got saved. And I was like, wow, somebody actually went and rescued him. That man hand is strong.
You
You have to be
understand?
the strongest man in the world.
I'm not gonna lie, Cliffhanger and what do you call that one with a girl, Dora, Dora, Dora. I hate those. I used to like those cartoons in the beginning, but then I started to hate them because it was like you're pointing this out to this and that and trying to help these people, and they just on the TV asking you and you're helping and they're not getting it. So that used to frustrate me. Every time I turn
Hot.
it on, I'd be like, man, screw this.
Yeah, Dora used to piss me off too, because I'm just like, yo, Dora, like, come on. It is right there. How do you get to grandma's house? Why your grandmother keep moving? How many paths are there to your grandmother's house? Why did they go kill a fox?
Right?
And then I saw they tried to remake a Dora, and I was like, it's not the same.
What? They tried to remake one?
Yeah, I think
Okay.
they wanted the cartoons and they just switched it up a little bit, but whatever. Let me see Nickelodeon shows.
I'm guessing they changed the design too, the same way they changed the design for Teen Titans and Scooby-Doo, where they have super short, weird ass to the people.
First off, Teen Titans Go is stupid, but it's funny. I hate on it a lot.
Hate
I
Teen
hate on
Titans
it a
Go.
lot. But sometimes I mean watch that. I'm just like, they know that they're a joke to everybody who like Teen Titans, and they really just they milk it. They know we hate it, but they're just funny with it.
People really be
Let
watching
me
that show?
see. Hey, I watch it. They had an episode where Raven. She
Bro,
went to
you
go take
really
her
be watching
cape.
it.
Yeah, well, she took her cape to go wash. And then Beast Boy saw her legs. I was like, wow, look at those legs, right? So she turned into a whole different superhero. And she had super calves and stuff. So she was growing up as kicking people and putting them in
Well,
leg locks and stuff. And she just like, she was a leg hero. And I was like, that is so, they just took a twist on her. She wear yellow. She was all bright and happy until her stuff got washed and she threw back on her robe and she was no longer,
that
you know what I
pissed me
mean?
off. I
It's
was like,
funny.
listen, when that first came out, I was mad at the design, but I was like, you know, I love Teen Titans, so I'm gonna give them a chance.
Yeah,
That
but
watched it, not gonna lie, there's some great jokes in there, and you know, but overall, the design was pissing me off. So I was just like, I don't know, I can't watch this. What I grew up on and what is here, it's not, it's pissing me off. Decide to not watch anymore.
let's see some old Nickelodeon shows.
But honestly, I think the increase, I mean, obviously this is not scientifically backed, and this is just one
Yeah.
of my assumptions, but I honestly think it has a lot to do with what a lot of the kids today are consuming on TV. A lot of the shows them, I'm sorry, but they feel really slow.
Yeah, they
Not all of
do. I feel
them,
like they
some
dumb
of
it
them.
down. And I'm just like, the kids in the look getting smarter now. Why are we dumbing things down?
You understand?
I think what they're doing is they're trying to use a TV to substitute for parents. They're trying to use a TV to teach your kids things a parent should teach you, like how to read, how to write.
Yes.
And I'm just like, you can't do it that way because then you're getting them addicted to screens.
A lot of people nowadays are not involved in their kids' lives. They just go a tablet or a screen in front of them at 6 months old. And you understand? Like, what about reading bedtime stories to your kids? Or
Right?
just reading a random story to your kid? Or telling a story, sitting and coloring with your kid? I mean, there's still people out there that do it,
Dude,
but there are a
yeah.
lot of people who don't do that. And then these kids go to school to teach them how to read and do all of that. But it's a combination of parent and teacher. You know what I'm saying? But home is supposed to be some kind of like, home is supposed to be some kind of foundation for it. Or at least that's what I believe.
Yeah, no,
From
they
my
actually do say
experience.
so in the Bible because they're like all the training happens at home before you send them out into the world.
Right. You're right. It's true.
So when you send them to school, you're not sending them really there to learn. You send them there for like just education, yes, but also to socialize. Most of that stuff's supposed to be already done at home, and they just help compound that knowledge that they have. So they can read a little, they can write a little, they can say the ABCs, they can count. the teachers just going to help them to be more proficient with that because they already have the basics from home. Or you have manners. Let me show you some other things like table manners or whatever manners. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think so. Yeah. I remember
like, not my communicate mind used to... others and be respectful mm-hmm. and respect other people's differences while also still keeping or staying strong on what you believe in, because obviously people are different. But like, school is supposed to pick up the slack. I mean, school is supposed to like fill in, not pick up the slack, but fill in what the parents can't really fill in much on. And this mm-hmm. is another reason why I strongly believe that people shouldn't just be out here just having kids because they can. That's a whole human being. This is not a joke. A lot of people like to walk around like, you know, baby fever, kids, I want kids, I want kids. Okay, but there's a lot that comes with it. Like, it's not a joke.
It's a very tricky topic.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, it is tricky because sometimes when I say that, sometimes they think I'm leaning on eugenics, like only rich people should have kids. But it's not only rich people should have kids, but you should at least make sure you're in. Obviously, there's no right or wrong time. That's still a bit tricky. But you get what I'm saying? Like, there's no, like, specific time you need to have kids or shouldn't have kids or whatever. But kids are expensive. That's a whole human. You need to somewhat be mentally, emotionally, and financially ready for a kid to some extent. It's not a joke. That's a whole human being you're about to raise and bring into this world, who will contribute to society in some way. But yeah, what were you going to say?
I hear people arguments about it, but people need to understand is that the climate, like in Europe right now, right? The population of Europe is not the highest. So there are a lot of people who don't want to have kids.
Yeah. And
because they're not having kids, the birth rate is low. It's not because they're dying or something, just less people having them because nobody want them, right? And the impact of that is there's not a lot of people coming into the workforce. So they have to hold on to who they have, and there's old people in the workforce now. So there's no progress. It's just stale because old people just sticking their ways. Young people is where you push innovation, right? And then when these old people die out, they need to find workers
to replace them.
Yeah, immigrants find out that, hey, they pay well, like, they want people to work, why don't go? So the immigrants flood over to fill the market, right? And they help fill the whatever. But those same people who live there go have a problem with immigrants coming in. But let me not get sidetracked. It comes down to life is expensive. Like, it's expensive to take care of yourself. It's expensive just to live. So to bring another child into this world when you know you don't have the time or the energy to take on another responsibility is what. When I see people who have dogs, I'm just like, you might as well have a kid because you don't like easy. I'm saying this because I'm not comparing children to the animals. I'm just saying you're creating stress for yourself financially. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
dogs are expensive too. You have to buy their food, take them to the vet.
The food and those shots is running. You don't take your child as much to the vet as you do your dog.
What do you mean?
And then your dog died in 14 years.
Wait, pause. Or less. Wait, what do you mean by you don't take your kid to the... When you give birth, there are lots of checkups and vaccines and all of that.
Yeah. I've been to the hospital 10 times in my life.
Sorry, to man, hear this now. Pump is expensive. How many times in one day baby shit and a dog, right? And you can't carry a baby outside in some corner. And let it shit in the corner and you just dig it up and throw some dirt on it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Talk to old Caribbean ladies. Pampers is not a necessity. It's a luxury. I'm just saying that. It's a luxury.
No, I hear you.
Ask your grandmother what she used to wear when she was a toddler.
Diapers. I wore a combination of diapers and pampers. Wait, pause. Is diapers? What do you call that cloth thing?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Diapers? I remember when I was... I still call it that. It was like a cloth diaper. I remember when I was young, I used to see kids walking around. Their parents just like, I'm not putting on no diapers unless you're going to church or going into town. If you're in the house, you're either not either naked or you're wearing the cloth diapers. Do you think people do that nowadays?
I wore a combination of both. But I mostly wore Pampers compared to diapers. One of the main reasons why diapers was introduced was because, till this day, I mean, I don't use Pampers till this day, but what I mean is
I
the,
get you.
no, you see the Pampers is what you call it? Yeah. They used to chafe me a lot, and no matter how much powder or Vaseline, I'd always have a rash, like in between with my the Pampers rubbing against my leg and stuff like that. And I've always had sensitive skin till this day. So that's how I ended up using diapers. But that was a whole issue in itself because you shit in it, right? There are the times when I would shit in there. And so it don't soak up shit the way Pampers do. So
Okay,
it's, you know
so
what
I
I'm
just look
saying?
it up real quick. Diapers, anything that's shipping to cover a baby to catch his shit urine, like cloth or paper, whatever. That's a diaper. The Pampers is a synthetic one. That's the branded one, the disposable ones, all that stuff.
So I had like two or three like cloth diaper.
Yeah, but I think it's at the end of the no, it's the we're not living in the times where back in we're not in the same times as back in the day. Like back in the day, your granny was home. She can
Yo,
afford a. She
hey.
can afford to.
Start this conversation over. I feel like I know where you're going, but start it over. Let me hear where y'all coming from.
Oh, we're talking about how kids are not a joke and how they're expensive. But he was also comparing it to like if you own a dog, you kind of technically could have a kid. And also talking about like in certain countries where the birth rate is low and comparing that to replacing the older generation that are in the workforce with younger individuals, something like
Yeah,
that.
because I'm thinking about it, like there's a lot of reason why people not having kids today. The biggest one is like financial, right? And the other one is just like the location. Like people don't see the need for having kids because at the end of the day, they're looking at some trauma that they had from their childhood and just like, I don't want to be a person who's perpetuating more trauma into this world. Which I feel like I get why certain people would say that, but I feel like that's a
A
very
third reason,
shallow way of
Dotiman,
thinking.
is that another reason, thirdly, Timon, is like there are genuinely a lot of people here who just don't want to have kids. Like it's not a, you know, like some
Feeling
people it feels like a purpose.
I know people who shouldn't have kids and they have the nicest kids ever.
No, I
Despite what
don't
their
mean like.
parents do to raise them, they bring good kids into this world despite them being shitty.
Oh no, I don't mean like that. I don't mean in terms of the people who don't want to have kids because of trauma. I'm saying like there's genuinely people out here who. That's not something they ever want to have, but it has nothing to do with trauma or some kind of abuse or anything. Like they
Oh,
just,
yeah. It could just be like a preference. I don't fucking kids. Do
yeah.
you want kids?
No comment on that. I plead the fifth.
Hey.
Okay.
You got your answer?
I think so.
But yeah, I just, to me, the biggest thing is if you could afford it, some people would have it. Because, like, honestly, if I was rich, nobody cares stop me from having kids. Look at Nick Cannon. He don't care. His check's
Yeah, if I
coming.
was rich, I'd have if I was rich, I'd have like two kids and then adopt all the rest.
All the rest?
Yeah, I'd
You
have like
just not buy it. You just
no,
said
I mean like
this is the orphanage and it's mine now.
yeah, I'd be like some type of Angelina Jolie having like lots of kids, that I adopted, you know, to help.
You know?
Ain't she the one who like dressing those boys as girls?
Yeah. But I was mind my business on the internet and I saw a little head title, right? That said that there's a scandal with Angelina Jolie and her kids. They're saying that she actually took the kid away from the parent and the parent really didn't want her kid to go away, but she didn't have a choice in the matter. And I was like, huh, I don't believe her, but I believe her.
I don't know the ch oh.
Yeah, but I don't care enough to like follow the
Oh,
story
to go
because it doesn't affect
on.
me.
Yeah, I get you.
I want to see one day Angelina Jolie say, you know, I was on a podcast by this kid named Timon, and I'll be like, what? And I learned everything about her. But until that day
You're
comes, I
way
can't.
out.
I can't care about her life. It was surprising because I wasn't expecting to see her name. If it wasn't attached to a movie, I wasn't expecting to see her name in anything. But yeah, kids, I think that today, the way how things are moving, lots of people don't want kids. And they're going to see the backlash of that. And I want people to start preaching the gospel about having kids. I want them to sit down and let it happen. Because if the the population drops off because low birth rate and high debt rate in old people, the people in our middle age right now, we're going to get old and realize, whoa, there's a big gap between old and young kids. And that big shift is going to cut down the population by a lot. And what's the biggest thing we're trying to do right now? It's not like population control because like too much people living on like in an area because of all apartments and stuff.
Yeah, and overall, like, Earth has already passed its current capacity for humans. Like, there are more humans than resources available, or so they claim. It's somewhat true. Yes,
I don't know. Because, like, we can't eat bark in the Amazon. Nobody in the Amazon.
Bark?
Look, just boil it in some water and the gas gone.
You go eat some bark.
You eat some leaves. That's not poisonous, and you can survive the week.
You go eat some bark, then.
Listen, I would. If I had barbecue sauce and wood, I'd probably shave it up and just eat it with lettuce.
As someone who used to eat plants when they was little, it does not taste good.
When you say plants, Kayleen?
I was a child, when I was 2 and 3 years old, I used to play make-believe and cook for my dolls, right? Sometimes, you know, like what kids do with their dolls.
Yeah, everybody except the kids nowadays.
Play tea and stuff like that. And at that point, like my mom never, there were times when she would tell me, don't go buy a particular tree or mess with a particular tree, you know, it's poisonous.
Did the tree have milk?
But she never sat,
The tree ever had milk?
Sometimes it did, sometimes it didn't. It just depended on the tree I went to in the garden, right?
Yeah, so, then
she never explained to me what poisonous was at 2 years old. I mean, she did after she realized what was going on, but she didn't explain what it was. And it mean my
Pause. You said she finally did. She saw what was going on. What the fuck was going on?
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna say.
Were you outside munching some grass? Like, wow, no, look at these milk leaves.
So you know, you play hear this now. So you play that little game, cook for your dolls. And so I'd go outside and pick, you see a bright yellow
flower. The leaves
flower,
and you put it in the pot and pretend you're cooking it up.
Yeah, like you see bright yellow flowers, pink flowers, stuff like that. And they look so pretty. And in my brain, I'm associating it to grapes and apple, even though it wasn't grapes and apple, like, because it's pretty. So I used to pick them, go inside, cut them up in my little bowls, make a nice little tossed salad where I saw my mom doing the little lettuce and stuff like that. And so I started playing with my dolls and feeding them, but I was consuming them. The leaves or the flowers and stuff like that. And then I used to get really sick. I'm talking about in the hospital, throwing up, maybe throwing up blood sometimes, stuff like that. And so I started to get really sick. And my mom was really worried and concerned as to what was going on. Because, like, I'm healthy. She's always taking me to the doctor. We always do our checkups. I'm fine. Now what's suddenly going on? And this started going on for, like, 3 years. And then one day, my mom caught me eating, like, the oleander. You know, the one with the sap. The pink oleander leaves, and saw me sucking and chewing and shit. She's like, "What the hell are you doing?" And I was like, playing Dolly House or something like that. And she's like, "No, that's poisonous." And then that's when she really sat me down and said, "You put this in your mouth. You see that dead roach you see outside? That's what you're gonna look like. Like you're gonna die like a roach." So she started like associating poison and death with dead animals or dead things I'd see around the house or outside. And then that scared me straight into not putting plants in my mouth ever again. So she eventually explained what was going on, but that's the type of shit I was
doing.
Took
the veganist right out to you. Damn. Have a chance.
But
but no one knows what to do with children.
You check? You should dead rats. You see what we eat grass? Die.
Yes, that's what she used to do. Like, literally, show me dead stuff and be like, yeah, this is, you die like a roach or die like a rat or die like this. So I started to understand what death was.
She said, this one ate a salad.
There's this kid, mommy's thinking, he was eating fish and he asked his mom, where did this come from? And she's like, it's a little fishy. He's like, this is a fish. And she's like, yeah. And he's like, so how you? She's like, if we kill it to eat it, then he's like, I don't want no more fish. And he just denounced meat from like a young age, like 6, 7, never eat meat again. And I was like,
wow,
that's a big decision to make as a kid and stick to it.
That's That's so interesting, Timon, because it was the complete opposite for me as a kid. I saw my great grandmother break a chicken neck and when I was like 2 or 3 and pluck the feathers while it was warm and did all the cleaning and all of that. And she cooked it and I ate it. And I was quite content. And another time, my dad's friend killed a sea turtle right in front of me. Took the chocolate, the cutlass, the machete, chopped the head off. It was wiggling and shit. Chopped it a second time, and then started like getting the under shell, trying to separate it, open it up, and then cut the different pieces, the flaps and stuff. Put it in a plastic bag with the hat and some other pieces for my dad. And when we went home, my dad cooked it and I ate it right up. And I understood that they just killed an animal for me to eat. But it was
Yeah, I don't
delicious.
have a problem seeing animals get murdered. I just have a problem hearing him scream.
Oh, dang.
Because this one time, I was just chilling on my gallery, my old man was just looking at all the village, right? And I hear this noise. I'm like, I will make nice boy. I'm like, I bet Cindy beating him and screaming on the road. And daddy's like, nah, that's not no kid. I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, that's an animal getting slaughtered. I was like, you just hear someone, you just know. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, who's slaughtering pig? And he's like, that's not even coming from Newfield. That's coming from St. Phillips. Right?
Damn.
And I guess he knew exactly who it was because Keenan and Uncle have like a paddock and stuff. And he slaughtered pigs and so up St. Phillips side. So you see, when a pig knows when he's going to die. And when you try to chop it, it will bawl. And you'll chop off his neck and it will just bawl. And you'll hear the squeals like just travel through the air like crazy. This spear. And it'll just hit you. And I was like, what? I remember one time I
Damn.
actually saw a pig got killed close up in Fremont Village, right? Craziest thing, because that man's tied down and they hit it. Whoop. And that pig, first you see the sharp machete go to the neck, and that pig says, no, and it fight back. And you're like, bro. Why are you not out cold? That look painful. And they go in again, and whap. And you see they reach bone the second time. You're like, what? And the pig's still
And the pig's
railing.
still screaming. Oh my
And
God.
bawling. And I'm,
I would love to see
you're
that.
just
I've never seen
heart-wrenching.
a pig being
But,
slaughtered.
crazy. Because you feel like if this could be a kid walking around and this guy with this cutlass, this machete, could be murdering one of your childs. Yeah.
Damn.
But I was like, that's kind of wild still. But like, I was gonna cry because I'm a pussy. But still, that shit was
Couldn't
hard.
they have just like shot it in the head just to put it out in its misery and then butcher it after or cut it up after?
You think have guns? I guess they could
Oh
use like
shit.
a spear, one of those things that
One
they use. One of those things that they use to kill cows. Like they just hit it in the forehead real hard. I think that's
Yeah,
what they
like knock it.
do. But I don't know. This one, when I saw that man do it, it was cutlass.
Gosh.
Yeah,
I watched
I
them.
feel for the animal.
I watched them kill the goat, right? And I tried to denounce meat, but God, bro,
It's right.
that goat water
Right. Who can denounce anything like that?
When I say that goat water smell good, right? I had to eat it. So yeah, that vegan lifestyle, all of that shit, that ain't for me, man.
My thing
Meat
is,
too.
right? I am here for any conversation, but vegans, okay, I hate people who they can't have a conversation with somebody that they disagree with. It's like I will say something and disagree
They
with
try
it, and
to
yeah, you don't want to hear nothing else that I have to say since we're not on the same page. Like I can hear Jaren talk about something that I don't disagree with, that I don't agree with, sorry, that I don't agree with, and just be like, okay, Jaren, I hear your point. You're not winning me over, but what you're saying makes sense. But I'm still gonna stick on my point because it makes sense more to me, right? I mean, Jaren can go about business, just living life. Somebody else will just hear this and just like, I can't be friends with you. I thought you were a person until I heard your thoughts. And I'm like, what? You know what I mean? It's not that serious. It's not that serious. So it's like vegans, they don't want to hear shit from no meat eater. Stop eating meat if you want to be friends. And I'm like, listen, it's not that serious. It's not that serious. Like,
Your friendship ain't that valuable.
yeah, it's not that. Yeah. But my thing is not talk to us because at the end of the day, they're still in denial because like if you know how much animals plant in a field for vegans kill. And I know people have to use the statistics. Oh, look, vegans actually kill more animals than people eat meat, right? Because they have to gas the land, get rid of all the creatures that live in the land to plant tofu and stuff. And nobody really give a fuck, right? But my thing is, if you live in those countries where you can hunt and get your food, that's a lifestyle. You're going to hate on those people who hunt for their food.
Exactly. Who? That's their culture. Well, that's the way they live through their cinema. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I understand if you hate the whole fact that people have to process so much food. But hear me out. If you don't process meat, you're processing the vegetables. And we back where we started. Because if you're trying to save the planet, no factory can save the planet.
Right. You ever step in a grocery store, the whole thing full of plastic? Mm. Talking about choice straws. Bit straws not going to solve nothing.
It's not. Look, they just yapping and making up. My thing is, Miss, what her name? What the whole make t-shirt used to say, Fairfully Wonderfully Made, at Adventist school.
Miss Joseph?
I don't think it was Joseph, her name was.
Oh, the
she used to teach POB. Miss Richards. Like yeah. Oh, she used to always say the MTS vessels make the most noise.
Yeah.
I feel all these dunce people just all just bawling on the internet. I hate when people try to change the world like the name Michael Jackson. Like, change your home. And this is where this conversation kind of started. Because me and Kaylin was just like, everything starts at the home. You can't just go out into the community and just make noise and expect everybody to change. Like, change your child, change your friends, change your family. Yes. Like, talk to them and have the discussions. And then they could be like, wow, John and Kaylin were spitting some real facts, you know.
Then they will come into the world as great people. And then they will have children and introduce their proper beliefs to these children, and then you'll increase the population of sensible, smart, logical humans.
Yeah, like the Bible was the one who brought us chicken.
Right.
Yeah, and the man say, right, everything in moderation. He never say
exactly
full force on one thing. The man know there's balance in everything. Why you all want to be so fully one way and fully the other way? Like, why you can't have both worlds? Like, when you were telling people what to eat or what...
They say we don't have any carnivores, so we're not made to eat meat.
Wait, say that again?
They say we don't have carnivores, so we're not made to eat meat.
You mean... What do you mean?
You mean canines?
Oh, you mean canines?
Yeah, that's what the fuck I meant. Hey, chill.
We do... We
No, we just didn't know what you were talking about. Sorry.
We do have canines, but they're not shaped the same way they were back when we were...
I'm just saying what the vegan will say now.
Oh, the vegans? Yeah, I don't know what they're talking about. Last time I checked, they're 4 canines eating everybody out, or roughly that amount.
Even if you're cool vegan, no, the moment you tell me, oh no, I'm a vegan, I just think you're a flat earther also.
Oh God. But, no, seriously.
Like, you know what is, at that point, you know I'm taking everything you say with a grain of salt. Let's go down the road, you go find some water.
No. You know what this vegan girl once told me? You can't love animals. You can't eat animals and love animal and have an animal as a pet and love it. That's what she was trying to compare the two.
Listen, if I had a pet dog and you were stranded in the bushes for 3 months and I couldn't find nothing to eat.
You're eating the
and
pet?
His, hold on. And his dog getting skinny and weak. A decision is being made.
That would hurt me.
I figure out fire.
Your chance of survival is higher with that dog. So I'm keeping that dog. Like we gonna get.
You mean keeping it alive? To
3 months. Are we not getting proper food? That dog dying. So you know, good job. We can live off water for about a couple of days, right? We can go without food for a week, and we could probably push it a little bit longer. If you're out here foraging for berries and you know all you kind of stuff like roots, leaves. I don't even know which one poisonous. I'm looking for heart shaped root, leaves. I'm looking for nothing that having milk. I'm rubbing things against my skin to see if I have a reaction. I'm doing everything in the book. And this dog not even swallowed a squirrel. 3 months in, I'm making a decision.
And technically, we can't eat dogs. Dogs are mammals.
No, listen.
I saw a video on Facebook to eat somebody chopping up a dog and a dog. And yeah, he roasted up real nice.
I don't want to wish it bad on nobody now. But I want one day a vegan get kidnapped. So random vegan. And they have their pet animals. Somebody just let them loose in a just bushes, not too far from civilization, but far enough for them to like give up, right? Yeah, and they're all here foraging. And I want every time they get sick, they just stumble across a bag full of like antibiotics, right? So they can just like take care of themselves. And I wanted to get to a point where they have to make a decision. I wanted to be garbage around the place that tell you how to cook a dog. I just wanted to just be out there. You know? They just have the thing. I want to know what they would do. Because like, it's one thing to live a life, right? That you're hell bent on. But when it comes to survival, you have to throw certain things out the door. Like, sometimes you have to throw away some morality to survive.
That would hurt me. I'm not going to lie. I'm just thinking about my future dog. And if I got stranded in the middle of nowhere. And
Kaylee, hear me out. Would you rather eat your dog or... No. This is the scenario right now, right? Mm-hmm. You and your dog of 10 years, right?
Oh, that's too much. But yeah.
No, let's say, not even 10 years. Not 10 years. Let's say you have this dog for some
like
reason.
Like 7 years?
It's
getting up in age, man. I eat that dog.
This dog. You got this dog?
Are you
part of me would eat it, but I'm saying like it would hurt me. Like it would take me
Hold on. Wait till the scenario. You got this dog in high school. This dog has been with you. This dog moved. This dog could be a support animal to you, right? You bonded with this dog. You tell people this is your child. You let this dog babysit other people's children.
Yeah, she have a first and last name.
Mm-hmm. You have a certificate. That's like, you know, got it from the government. That's how much this dog means to you. You have it insured, right? Mm-hmm. And you got lost on a trip and it's just you and this dog. And this dog is watching your back. This dog is running around the place, barking at danger, doing all kind of stuff. Sometimes you're sleeping, a dog like this danger, and you're like, oh fuck, thanks. And you climb a tree to get rid of the danger. This dog is on your side. And then there's a random man that shows up. And he's just like, listen, this random man just shows up. And he's like, I've been lost out here for days. I have the skills, but I'm very weak and I'm supposed to meet up at a certain location, but I need your help.
I'm killing that man and eating him.
Okay.
Forget that. Forget the dog. You just gave me an opportunity to save myself and I don't have to kill my dog.
Oh, you're killing this man and eating him and saving the dog.
Yes.
So an animal's life is more valuable than a human life?
I don't know that man.
This man just told you he found a way out. He knows the way out, but he's very tired and weak.
You know the way out? Not a way out, but
he knows the way out. He's
so I have
weak
to feed him.
Tired.
My dog first to get out.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
Oh, you know it's what? You know what? I tell him. Point which way? Not south, east, or west. Point which way? We have to.
He knows that he's not gonna give away the leverage. You need him.
Honestly, you can cut off your foot and feed him the foot now.
But how can he supposed to manage now?
Cut off what foot? My dog's foot.
No,
I'm not cutting
foot.
Off no foot. Oh, hell no. I'd rather just kill the man I eat them, see? I'm not even playing. Like, I'm so serious.
You hungry, the dog hungry, hungry.
You talking about I'm starving, and I've been
starving
killing my dog, and the man come across me.
You actually haven't had food for a month, but you've been scavenging waters from leaves, from crevices and rocks in the ground. You have a whole bunch of worms and diseases, to be honest, for all the dirty water that you're drinking. But you've been staying alive because you're hydrated.
I mean, that dog, you know.
Huh?
Damn.
The dog meat.
I'm out there for a month. I might be out there for another month. That's enough food for.
You're not going to make it another month.
How you know this?
Because you're gas, you're dying, and you're surviving off of water. Look, a bit of bugs that you're probably just finding, and you're just barely getting by. You're weak, but you're so.
Hey, wait, so you're going to kill the man?
Yeah, I
kill the man and eat him.
Look, she.
If I could choose between my dog and that man is dying.
No, but why?
The two of them are weak as fuck because they really haven't eaten for a month. So this is going to be the worst, it's going to be a painful murder. It's going to be a very energy consuming murder. Killing, you're going to use so much energy to kill this
not
man
really.
That it would be to kill a dog.
No, not really. I'd be really nice to him and say, okay, I have a plan. But, you know, maybe try to get him to sleep.
I
know,
feel
rest,
like you don't understand what it's like
rest
to not go for food for a month.
I'm gonna tell him rest here, just rest, take a breath. Watch.
Question.
I don't know. I'd probably say watch my dog.
What's the longest you ever went without food?
A week.
Why?
I can't really get into that, but it was a week.
Okay, fair enough.
And I'd see how long I could. This is like one of my first fasts. I wanted to see how long I could fast for.
Full fast?
No. I drank water, but that's all. Like, I was on a water fast. I didn't eat.
Okay.
I just drank water for a fucking week straight.
Okay.
After a while, I think it was like after day three, it didn't bother me anymore. Like I wasn't hungry, but the days are just long as fuck.
Yeah.
Headaches. Yeah. Nah.
Fatigue, headaches, migraine.
Low
No,
energy.
that was like the first couple of days, the first 3 days. After day three, I felt like I got back energy from God knows where.
Oh,
Oh, it
fucking
was the
fat ass,
opposite
only
for
been 3 days
me.
without food.
It was the opposite for me. The first 2 days it was manageable, but by the third day, everything started hitting me. I was angry. Like I was fainting. I was nauseous. My belly, like you could feel the stomach acid in my stomach just rumbling in there because he got
I mean,
nothing to help it. Huh?
well,
You're pretty skinny, right? So
but
yeah,
yeah.
your body was like, yep, I'm dying.
No, literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Because I'm so used to like just eating often and like snacking. So just because like I missed like one of my snack windows, I just got really fucking hungry. And it was hard for me the
Oh.
first 3 days. But then when my body realized, it's like, fuck it, bro. You really not feeding me? I'm cool. And the rest of the week was fine. But I
Oh,
did
dang.
binge the moment I start eating.
Oh, for me, it wasn't intentional. And this happened back when I was going to state college. Or it was the
Longest
reform.
I've ever without food is like 3 days, and like the first 6 hours, I was dying on my first day. But what happened was I couldn't cook, and no food was in the house, and I was just like, "Oh, my parents coming back tomorrow," and they called me and said, "No, I'll come back tomorrow," and I was like, "What?" So I said, "You know, I'll just drink water and just chill." And then I just stayed there watching TV and sleeping. And then they said, "Yeah, no, we're not coming back today." I was like, "Yeah, in Antigua, yeah." And then they said, "Nah, we actually go stay another day." I was like, "My parents trying to kill me." So I just went by my auntie and ate after the third day. No, because I only okay. It's like I could have went to go look some food or go buy some family member get some food, but I thought they were gonna come back with food. Because no food in the house. They didn't come back. So I'm just like, hey, it's just one day. The second day it happened, I'm just like, oh, man, shouldn't leave my bread alone. Whatever. It's just 2 days. But I was dying because I couldn't drink no more water because like I had to go boil water and stuff for how much water I was drinking. And I was just like, you know, gassy, just feeling hurt, headaches, gassing on my back and all that kind of sudden. And you might say, Timon, this feels like a good motivation for you to cook, and I don't know if that's what Daphne and Teddy was trying to get out to me. Didn't work.
Listen here,
Damn.
Kaylin. If
Yeah.
you do have a kid, because you know, you sound like you don't want any, make sure you teach him how to cook so that he don't get this situation again.
Look, okay, let me tell you something, right? My parents are very good cooks, right? I could have learned to cook from some of the best people.
How come you
What
didn't?
happened is when I used to go in the kitchen to help mommy, I was getting in her way more times than helping.
Oh, so she should be
And
like,
she just said,
"But Timon,
just
get
go out the
away."
kitchen. Yeah, just go out the kitchen. Go out the way. So I was coming out of the kitchen, right? So everybody else's parents was like, you know, having a little bit of patience teaching them. I guess it was real bad ration. Because even when mommy beat me, I would just laugh. So I would have been a headache to her and she just rather have this headache, right? So she always
Yeah.
send me away when I come in the kitchen to help or see what she do. She's like, come on, Mari, move. What are you standing up here for? So I said, I bet. So I just always came out of the kitchen. Whenever I came, it's because the food cook and she wanted to share the food. So I just came. So I never really learned
Like
to cook from my parents. My dad used to be a chef.
grandma, she taught me to cook. Well, she introduced me to the kitchen because I think I was young, right? I was young. I think I was like 14 something. And I got suspended from school because my dad taught you got laid in the back of the class. And the thing is, right? It wasn't just one girl, it was like different girls from like different time periods and the just different subjects and shit, right? And my grandma was like, well, you're not good for keep up, woman. So yeah, come in the kitchen and she just showed me how to cut up vegetables, how to cut up my seasoning, everything, how to season things. And she tell me when you don't cook, just be fucking creative.
You see, I shouldn't put too much. I shouldn't. The thing is, when I say I can't cook, it's not that I don't have no skills in the kitchen. I just don't have the recipes in my head. And people might say, Timo, why don't you just go look a recipe online? Because I've never seen my parents use a recipe from online. They just use their hands.
I was about to say, you need a recipe to cook some seasoned rice.
My old man always tell me, just start off somewhere. Start out somewhere. Get a recipe, learn the recipe, and then tweak it.
But there's,
I don't want to do that.
The real thing. Why not? Go get some chicken.
No, no,
right?
But I hear what everybody's saying. I can cut my onions, I can cut my greens, I can add seasoning. It's not that hard. I've cooked before, right? I used to cook for Pathfinders.
Once you know how to make flavor, all you do is just adjust and make a different flavor.
Exactly, for everything. Whether it be seasoned rice or stewed chicken or baked chicken or fried fish or stewed fish or whatever, like, yeah.
I know if you want consistency, you have to follow, like, a, you know, whatever, whatever, right? Like the recipe for some consistency. I try following the recipe, and 2 times out of 10, it is totally different. And I was like, clearly, I can't read recipes because I don't understand why this time it is good and then the next time it is not good, you know?
And I look and say, boy, I don't know butter, but I'm still gonna make this thing, and it tastes good no fuck still. And you know, cut
what you use as a substitute.
You don't need a fucking substitute. Honestly, the only thing is, right, because it, like, there was no butter in it, what would happen is if I don't put it in the fridge,
it had
it get outside. No. The center of the loaf, it would get dry. So you just put it in the fridge to counter that. You can substitute it. If I want more protein, substitute that and use fucking, what is that shit called? The Greek yogurt.
Mm.
I ain't gonna lie, I substitute butter with Greek yogurt a lot.
I feel like that's wrong, but just cool. Well, I know. I'm not proficient when it comes to the kitchen, and I said that because, like, I would waste a whole day cooking one meal. Like, ask Jaren about me. I will wake up early morning, and I'll put in a full 16-hour shift.
For food? If you're cooking a big meal, you don't really be taking so
I'll wake up 8
like,
o'clock.
Go ahead.
I'll wake up 8 o'clock and say, yo, I'm going to go cook. And Jaren will call me around 12 o'clock. Yo, dog, how the food came out? Man, the chicken's still on the stove. Still cooking.
What? what kind of chickens are you cooking? Stewed chicken? Baked chicken?
I've never seen somebody, right, have chicken breast out for like 30 minutes.
Chicken, you're trying to dry it out?
No, it's not dry.
You're supposed to cook for like a couple minutes on the stove. Not even 30 minutes max.
When I cook, I try to like test things out. So I do bake, I do stovetop, air fry and stuff like that. So I do my chickens up with like different things so I can get like different experience doing whatever, right? Seasoning and all kind of stuff. But I don't want to say I'm trying to cook clean, but like I'm making sure like everything's in a container so I can see it. And then as I'm cooking, I'm cleaning so I don't have a big mess at the end. I'm just taking my time to make sure that like when I finish cook this chicken, I see people do things simultaneously. Like, oh, I'll put everything in the stove. I will burn down this apartment complex, not this building.
What?
Just the whole, I will. I want to make sure everything is good. So I take my time and it's just a lot of time. So I'll be in the kitchen standing up, slaving over 2 days worth of food.
So which means you can't cook multiple dishes at the same time, like do rice and
peas
with like macaroni pie. And like baked chicken and like plantain.
No. I have to do it every other day.
Like that would take you an entire day?
Oh, that would take me days. I will cook the macaroni today. And then tomorrow I'll come back and do some lasagna.
I have the macaroni I have the chicken in the oven.
Look, I've seen it done. Y'all don't have to tell me it's possible. I've seen Daphne cook for years. I've seen church people cook for years. You don't have to tell me. I've seen Gordon Ramsay cook in 30 minutes. You don't have to tell me.
I'm telling you for a fact, I am a better cook than Gordon Ramsay. I know it.
That's a white man. I don't think his food be tasting all that like how people be.
Yeah, I do. This man have a Michelin restaurant. Y'all need to shut up.
Let me tell you, right? I've gone to some white people restaurant and the food tastes basic, no shit, okay? Bitches don't like to use seasoning. Bitches think salt and this the seasoning. So, certain sauce too spicy for them.
Show me a 5-star soul restaurant.
Tomorrow, now everybody that's 5-star mean their food tastes good, trust me.
It means that it's rated even everyone.
I mean, yeah, but...
You're paying for presentation.
No, I'm not saying his restaurant food tastes trash, but I know his food not all that.
Remember that nigga Salt Bae, bro? Bro, it's presentation. Bro, first of all, right, this nigga dropping the salt down, that salt going through the fucking hair on his arm and all that shit.
On his elbow.
Yeah, bro, man, ashy elbow drop flakes on top of your fucking steak.
Flavor.
And then you paying fucking $500 for like a gold file on your fucking steak.
My thing is, his food and said his food didn't taste good. It's just the presentation and the name is what give him the hype. But yeah,
hey, bro,
let me see your cinnamon chickens in a recipe book.
You should. Hey, one time, right, Kayleen? So
I keep hearing him talk about it. I want to see on paper.
I was high as fuck.
What are you talking?
Listen, I was high as fuck.
Yeah.
And I'm seasoning chicken, right?
Mm.
And I don't know what, right? But I'm like going through my cabinet, and I pull out some cumin, and I say, "Yeah, boy, let me throw this cumin on top of the chicken." When I throw the cumin on top of the chicken, I was like, "What's that smell? This don't smell like cumin." I look at it, and it's fucking cinnamon. The chicken with the cinnamon, so I said, "Fuck it," and I just continue seasoning it with it. And well, oh, Kaylee, when I tell you that,
I know that tastes like shit.
So you fucking crazy?
It tastes good.
Good enough.
I went to Buffalo Chicken and they had Caribbean jerk chicken, right? And my dumb self thought it was actually Caribbean jerk chicken, like the Jamaican jerk chicken, right? And when I bit into that chicken, it just tasted like pure cinnamon.
You don't think it's because of your cultural palate?
That's the nastiest shit I've ever tasted in my entire life. That somewhat plays bias into it. But let's be real.
Yeah.
Some food out here don't
because
taste
like,
good.
When I came to Canada and I went to most of the Caribbean places, a lot of the places I'm just like, yeah, I need to stop advertising as Caribbean people. Like, if you're black, cool.
Who give me a fucking boss? Kayleen.
Mm-hmm.
To buy a roti, right?
Yeah.
Kayleen, no, I'm tearing up right now.
Is this a shit? What is this?
You're gonna buy the fucking roti. And them man, right? Them man violate me. Like, this was a fucking hate crime. This was a hate crime. Yo, I go home and I open up the fucking bag. And
ready
you
to
know
go
what?
In.
Open up the bag, right? Curry have a strong fucking smell.
You
take over the room. I mean, it smell no curry. I'm gonna open up the roti. I'm gonna tell them smell no curry. So I'm get that knife, right? I'm gonna bust the roti down in the fucking middle. Guess what inside the fucking roti skin?
What?
Two blood clot chicken. Boss, one fucking camera put me into the face. The first thing I see when I open up my fucking roti, it be a carrot. Fuck, hey, what back the fuck up?
What the hell? what curry? What roti that?
It's my man, a fucking Philly. Come on. It's my fucking carrot in the boss. That man wicked. You're even so fucking excited. You know, let me look at a roti.
Yeah,
I'm
know.
Ready to bust down in
carrot.
It.
Dog, the last time I saw a proper roti was Caravana. I was walking around. And it's me, Lamb Dog, and two other young ladies, right? And as I walk in, I say, yo, I smell that curry. I know it's curry. She's like, you like curry? I was like, I don't think y'all understand. This is roti curry, right? So I'm following and some Trini people cooking. So I was like, Trini people can't fuck up curry. So I come, right? And I see two men in the pot, yum, 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 running on this curry. So I'm like, that curry have to go two man hand in the pot. I even care. I'm coming for roti. I said, miss, you have any roti? No. I look over them two man with the hand in the pot. Can I have what they have in? You finish. That thing smells so good. That thing smells so good. I was willing to beg the man and them no. But it's only because I had some pride. I didn't. But that's the best roti experience I came to Canada.
Buzz. Fucking carrot. You bus open a roti skin and you're seeing a carrot.
Oh, because you didn't specify whether you wanted a vegan. Like,
well, roti is roti. What even is in what?
Yo, like, you lie though? I want to start cooking because, like, I'm here on base. Because these motherfuckers, they don't know what food is. They don't know what good food is. I'm going to these restaurants. I understand why we don't tip people in these Japanese restaurants. Damn near every restaurant I go, I have to cook my own fucking food.
It's that bad?
No, it's just the style. It's like Cajun barbecue grill. You just go in and cook your food and stuff.
Right? And they bring the broth. And then you get your
they put the meat the, and put it in the hot boiling water and stuff, yeah.
My own fucking ramen. I'm like, I best go and make my own fucking ramen for cheap.
I don't know why, but food in the States don't taste all that. I've been to so many different restaurants and it just don't be hit. Like, yeah, you'll get the occasional food that tastes good, but unless I eat from some African restaurant or something that really be doing their thing, like, the food overall don't taste good.
I've never eaten from African restaurants. Because I've never eaten African food. I'm scared to eat African food. I am not as
Why?
I'm not as health conscious as before, right? Like, I just ate a fucking plate of tater tots, nothing else. Right? So I'm not as health conscious as before. But every time I see African food, I see like 10 pounds of fucking aisle. Like, you know, 10 liters.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Bro. You ever had
oil down? It's like oil down, but not.
I can't eat it, bro. The oil intimidate me.
Boy, that's like Popeye's chicken. Them bitches be oil. I remember one time I went to Popeye's. Now get the box. I had to put the box in the bag because the oil coming through the box. Right, I get home and I squeeze it and I can see oil coming up. I had to grab a tissue and squeeze the chicken to get out of the oil. I'm like, I'm never doing this again. Like, why? The biscuit dry and the chicken oily. Hmm?
Genius.
Is it still?
No, I didn't eat it.
So Popeyes oily. You mean Popeyes, the franchise? The franchise?
Yeah.
I've never eaten from them. I hear people be
like I said, eating from the
they burger and shit.
I can't, bro, with Popeyes. Popeyes, they only put they only build their buildings in like the fucking hood. And so I don't go into Popeyes. It's real scary out there. You get shot in front of fucking Popeyes.
Yeah, at Popeyes, they literally be beating your ass for burger, for food. Wasn't there this whole promotion where they had some special meat in their burger, some special burger, and people were jumping through the window and beating other people for stuff, beating people up for the last burger that I get. Like somebody came in and the last burger was being sold at a particular time and this lady jumped the lady for the burger and ran away. Yep. There was this whole video and it was like, all this for a freaking burger?
And that Boondocks episode about the new KFC chicken. That's really how it is for Popeyes.
Damn.
Okay. You know, you can't bring chicken into a country anymore. Like cooked chicken.
Who said that?
Because Sham brought up like a bag of like KFC chicken, right? She had 2 bags, spicy and originals, right? Because they got a bucket. And she divided them and showed them in 2 different bags. So in immigration, they come and take up the chicken and say, hey, we just changed some policy. I guess into Canada then. I don't know about the rest of the world. That you can't bring chicken. That you can't bring chicken into Canada. And you had to... It's claim. When it comes to immigration, you have to claim certain things. Or declare. So she didn't, I think she didn't declare them and they're just like, you had to, but even if you did, we would have to confiscate it. So when Sham came, I said, hey, when they said that, did you throw the chicken on the floor and then into the garbage? Or you just gave them the bag of chicken? She's like, they just took out the bag of chicken. I'd have been like, I can't have it, but nobody will. Because there's no fucking way somebody take me my bag of chicken. However, there was another bag of chicken that they forgot, so she brought in. So she came and I was like, yo, the chicken in Antigua don't taste like it did when I left, but it still tastes good. You mean KFC? Good. Yeah, the KFC.
Yeah, the KFC don't taste the same for real. I was eating it up last year when I had just gotten back, and I was am I sick? Why my taste buds not tasting the intent? Like it's not as intense anymore. It's kind of lacking.
And yeah, and when I tell people that, and they're like, you think so? And I was like, yes. The last time I had it, this shit had flavor.
I remember how KFC used to taste when I was a kid. compared to the last time I ate it and then coming back to eat it and something wrong.
Like,
it
it's not bad. It's not bad, but it's just not the same. Go ahead.
And because, the nostalgia, it just can't live up to the fucking dream.
That's you think so?
That's really what it is.
I don't think so, dog.
Something has changed.
I'm gonna complain about it.
No, because it's like they dilute it. It's like, okay, if
it's less intense, the flavor is less intense.
Yeah, it's like if you're dirty, you don't smell dirty to you, but everybody else, it might smell super dirty. But it's like if your nose got accustomed to your smell after a while, then you just start ignoring it. It's the same with the taste. Like, they're accustomed to the taste getting watered down over a long period of time since it wasn't a sprint, that they don't even notice that is a big change. That's what I think it is.
Yeah, I get you.
It's like climbing up a steady incline.
It's like when you put frog in regular water and you put it on the stove to boil on slow, and the frog don't even realize the water.
It doesn't even know it's getting boiled.
But it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like that. So that's what I think it is, man. But
where y'all get that whole boiling a frog thing from?
Oh, that's like what's the thing?
I don't know, it's a thing. Like, I read it somewhere. If you just throw a frog in hot water, the frog...
y'all did it?
Huh?
Yeah, I did it when I was little. Y'all did it.
No.
Let me tell y'all things I did when actually
I don't think you should.
But don't tell me.
No, don't mention it.
Don't.
I did some heinous stuff to girl when I was a kid. We all did. We were crazy people.
Now, I don't know why.
Yeah, we deserve to be in asylums.
You want to hear one outrageous thing I did as a kid?
Hold on, give me a second. Hold on. Oh god.
Okay.
Give me a second so I can know where to edit properly.
You know, as we used to do, we used to burn our houses.
Serious?
Yeah. Well,
like actual houses that people own?
Yeah, the one burned my grandfather's house.
Holy shit. That would have been that's not fun. I don't know why. You know, I would have burned down some people I didn't like houses. The people them people had the apartment for.
It was abandoned, right? So anything that's abandoned in Newfield, we just burned it down.
Oh.
And the thing is, it's a risky game now because firefighters didn't even like come Newfield.
And it's not all bush.
Yeah, them must have just like, boy, Newfield too far. Let's not go to the whole burn down.
Was one time I burned on the fucking basketball court. Yeah. Kayleen, you know how much a dollar worth of gas is?
It's no.
500 milliliters.
We all throw gasoline all over the seats and all in the field and then run out and throw a match in it.
In the one on the field, we just started a little fire, but that bitch spread. Yeah, my cousin, he run up the road, right? And then man full of a bucket of water. I run back. By the time he might take like half the bucket, not sure.
What?
The things that I've done as like a child, I would qualify to be a serial killer.
Yeah, and I think every kid has a side of them that they just need to explore, and I'm telling you, stop at murdering people. But like, when it comes to little creatures, like, man, once you don't nurture that intent, like, I feel like they have the ability to like grow, because like at some point we knew that it wasn't the right thing to do, but it's just like,
and like all of that curiosity fizzled out.
Yeah,
when I put the in the noose.
You knew that shit wasn't right, but you had to commit.
It felt so bad.
No!
I'd already commit to the thought.
You think killing... Yeah, that's what I mean.
When,
like, you kill
when it. When I killed an kill animal, I didn't start and say, oh, I need to finish the commit. It was more like, I want to see what happens next. Or like, I really want to kill this bitch.
Let me tell you exactly. Jaren, why y'all did hang a dog? Because there was a reason you got here and you think there's no turning back now that I'm here. What led you to kill this dog?
So we had Rochelle, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had a little dog.
Okay, and rape.
Big fucking Rottweiler. It's a big Rottweiler. That man come down there and the man bull the dog, right? When I say the little dog could not walk, it was bleeding. And the way I was like, yeah. So
justice. Vengeance.
Say, right? I'll carry out that jungle justice and pick you up in the bush. And I ain't gonna lie, right? When you get the noose around the dog head, I'm like, that's like, so fucking stupid. I'd already commit to it. This was the game plan for the day. So we did it.
Oh, see, yeah, I thought y'all was just killing it because...
No, no. That's when the puppy... Boy, sorry, finish the story.
My boy is shaking the tree. I'm watching. I was like, yeah. This is what
he... I don't know why. But I'm picturing this, and it's funny.
Yeah, the poor dog over there, asphyxiate on the fucking rope, shake, and there's always a dog like, should we cut it down? Should we bring it down? No.
Wait, Timon, you was there?
No, I wasn't there. I'm just saying, they probably think it's some shit.
But I've watched, like, my man them throw some gas on some puppies inside of a barrel. I like that bitch on fire. In fact, that man, I'm pretty sure the video is still on Facebook.
It was his puppies he was trying to get rid of.
Probably not.
I can't tell you. I don't know. I just went up there, saw the puppies, and then I'm fire and I turned around.
So yeah, they on something else. Murder. Yeah, so it's not like if we relish hurting animals. It was just at a point in our childhood, we just did some wild shit just because. But it's not like if we're gonna take it out on a person, but I'm pretty sure we had it in us. As young stupid kids. Yeah, as young stupid kids.
I was certain Jayan was going to become a serial killer.
Jayan is a very strong individual. Bro, Jayan could be capable.
Jayan died on some crazy shit. Jayan got burned and everything, right?
Hold on. Let me interview Jayan. From when Jayan grew up in a village, his mom was very noticeable because she was strict, right? But Jay was a nice guy. Yeah. We all used to get pinched from his mommy, right? That's the thing. Just pinch or ring him. That shit looked like he hurt. Jay was a very smart man, right? Growing up in school. When we were in class, it was him and Joshua, Osley, and Kiefer. Smartest four people in our classroom. Everybody was just trying to keep up. You know what I'm saying? And Jay was one of the strongest persons I knew growing up as a kid. Jay was one of the fastest persons. Jay was one of the toughest persons I knew growing up as a kid, right? I didn't know nobody else was this dude.
Jayan was a model human being. Like he did everything. He was just superior as a fucking human. Like he my cousin.
He's a human being. His genetics were crazy.
Fucking insane. Cause that kid had a fucking six pack since he was 12.
Going he was built well too? Damn.
Yes. Yeah, bro, that boy.
His mom had him working out or something.
Something. Right? And then there was an incident when he was growing up, a morning he woke up to do some tea. And I don't know if it was like, they said the cement that they used to build the house somehow was a little bit flammable and the house caught on fire. And he was just covering himself.
Then go make the tea in the morning with some fucking blanket wrap around his body and the blanket catch on fire.
So his whole skin, chest, face got burned. So it was serious. He had like real scars and everything, whelps and whatnot on his face and body and stuff, right? And then after that, his mom passed away. Holly,